November 2024, Tuesday. Man, the afternoon show on Radio Life and Style comes alive on a Tuesday. Oh yeah, there's lots of good stuff happening at the Lifestyle Center. For starters, I'll tell you about that a little later. But if I get a treat for you as an unusual start to the afternoon show, I have a very special guest with me. His name is Jacques van Lichtenburg, and he represents a very interesting, sparkling wine. I'm not going to preamble too much. I'm just simply going to welcome Jacques to the afternoon show.
Thank you, Dave.
And welcome to the YBY brand. I have never heard of I've heard of a Méthode Champenois, but a Méthode Rural is something different. Now, we're talking about the creation of something special, but you're the expert, so
yes,
tell
yes.
us about it.
It's very close to Champagne. The only difference is basically we use a one-tank method. So the grapes goes in, and we do the fermentation for the alcohol in the same process, carbonation over 6 to 8 months, and then it gets bottled. So it's a natural carbonation, like a champagne, like our MCCs or the Proseccos. The Proseccos, they cheat sometimes a little bit. They add a little bit of carbonation in line, but this is 100% tank carbonation.
Okay, so it's not carbonated in the bottle like champagne.
No. That's a two-stage process. Okay. So they do the fermentation basically for the alcohol, then it goes into the bottle, and then the carbonation happens there, and a second fermentation.
Okay. Clearly, there is a reason for that. I would imagine that it's got to do with economics and speed and price point, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But does it affect the quality?
It does affect the bubbles. In the champagne method, you'll see your bubbles are much finer,
okay.
Your pearlage, as they like to call it.
Yeah.
Your sparkling wines, that's inline carbonated, like some of our South Africans, that's not MCC, there you'll get the big, almost like a Coca-Cola, the bubbles.
Okay.
So there's definitely a difference. But at the end of the day, a lot of it boils down to the winemaker. And our partners in Germany, we produce this in Germany, they have been doing this as a family for more than 100 years. So they've perfected it.
Interesting. I was just kind of doing a little research and came across Stephen Claus, like Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. That's our nickname for him, and his own nickname that he gave himself. Also, he's my partner. He's the founder of the company. He's a German that resides at one of our offices in Switzerland now.
So, how long has YBY been available in South Africa?
We launched YBY about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. We're exporting to 40 countries, South Africa being one of them. In the Western Cape and Gauteng, it's been available for about 2 years, a little bit less than 2 years, and now we're going to launch in KZN.
And for lovers of sparkling wines, what are you going to find in a bottle of YBY that either tickles your fancy or turns you right off?
When we created the brand, you always have the kind of decision to make between quality and price. So if you're going to pay less, you're going to get bad quality. And we looked at it and we decided, what if you can have both?
Mm.
Good quality at a good price. And that's it with YBY. It's not a brut. It's classified as dry, but it's easy drinking. So especially as your palate develops as a wine drinker, you might tend towards the very dry bruts. But for the younger market, and if you look at the packaging, it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek. It's easy to drink, and you want another glass.
It looks like a very celebratory, friendly kind of face. And yet, it's the corkage and the wiring and the seal at the top is top quality as well. So it's got it seems to have a very serious pedigree, but a rather forward-facing, fun-looking marketing face.
Yes, so basically we looked at three important things. It's a good quality product with premium-looking packaging at a very affordable price. And that's been the success, rolling out into 40 countries in less than 4 years. But you're right. YBY stands for Year Baby Year, shorthand as the youngsters type.
Oh.
And the slogan of the brand is Celebrate Life. Find 365 reasons to celebrate a year.
Well, that sounds absolutely bang on trend right now, because we're moving into the festive season, and celebrating life is what we're all about on this part of the coastline. So I would imagine that YBY is going to make a very big splash this festive season on the Ballito North Coast. Is it available locally?
The first stock is now going to go into Ultra here. We're still working on some spas, so hopefully within the next 3 to 4 weeks it will be available in selected stores.
But we've got good news for you, listening to this and wondering how you can get your hands on a bottle. We got a couple to give away on our social media platform, so go straight away to Facebook, Instagram, X, wherever, and you will find the details that you require, and we will be holding thumbs that shortly you will be tasting happiness in a bottle.
they're also welcome to look up the YBY South Africa Facebook page. Make contact there if they want to find out which locations will stock it, and then the team can get back to you.
Well, it sounds like a celebration to be enjoyed with friends, and I've been in conversation with Jacques van Listenborg, who is a co-owner of YBY, a very, very exciting new entry to the sparkling wine stable. I use that word under advisement because it's not a horse at all. It's just a vehicle to celebrate life. We like to say the Ballito way. You can celebrate it any way you like, but a celebration is guaranteed when you pop a bottle of YBY. Jacques, thanks so much for joining me in the afternoon show. And watch that social media, folks. The competition is live as we speak. The afternoon show continues now with Elton John. A retrospective to 1997.